Dr. Craig Jacobson has been a physician allergist in Tracktown, USA for 36 years. Right now, his allergy associate's office is busy.
Hello there, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Hi, Doc. Pretty good. Allergies are bad for everyone, it seems like.
Yeah. This has been a brutal weekend, hasn't it?
It has. It has. The track meets, a lot of athletes in agony.
Yeah. And you coach.
I do coach. Yeah.
So far, Dr. Jacobson calls this a moderately bad allergy season. Some who suffer from hay fever may disagree. Dr. Jacobson uses a specialized vacuum designed to collect pollen from the air and physically count them under a microscope. On a glass slide, grass pollen looks like blobs, while some tree pollens have tiny spikes.
Ever since the Prefontaine Classic, we have been 460-some in that range to 500-600 every day, and it will continue.
When the grass pollen isn't flying, a low pollen count is between 0 and 4 particles per cubic meter.
The factors that really contribute to this is the consecutive dry weather, the wind out of the north when the grass is ready to pollinate, and it is pollinating now.
People coming to Eugene for the NCAA Track and Field Championships will experience what locals already know. It's allergy season. Here, athletes aren't the only ones who could hit the wall. Eugene is currently hosting a veritable wall of sticky, sneeze-inducing pollen.
Now, some of the fans come here and they don't know what hit them.
The good doctor has spent years at track and field events helping allergic athletes at Hayward Field. He says in order to treat pollen allergies like hay fever with medications takes some planning because of drug testing.
There's a special procedure called the therapeutic use exemption, a TUE, that has to be done.
Dr. Jacobson warns grass and tree pollens will be in the air of the Southern Willamette Valley until at least the 4th of July. And he says masks don't really work. The pollen particulate is just too small. Plus, it's an unfortunate fashion statement. Tiffany Eckert, KLCC News.